Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Caitlin Clark, the college basketball phenom at Iowa, made history last night as the all-time leading scorer in NCAA women's basketball. Here's the call from NBC.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for history?
Since there are no screens on the radio, I have to tell you that is Clark hitting a three-pointer from the Hawkeye logo near center court. Last night, she needed 8 points to break the record. She got 49, an Iowa record. And with us now is Lauren Tuscola. She's followed this all week. She's here in the studio. Lauren writes for the sports media company The Gist. Welcome back, Lauren.
Hi, nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
So we heard the audio. What was it like to see Caitlin Clark breaking the record with that shot, right, from the other side of Iowa City?
Right. It's just so quintessentially Caitlin Clark. You knew she was going to do something crazy to hit that record-setting shot. Yeah. She said after the game, I was going to do it with a logo three, and it's just, that's what she does. She puts on a show, and she's going to give it to you every single night.
Yeah, wow. And she is this continuous highlight reel, right? I mean, she can shoot from as far as Steph Curry shoots. It's like this highlight reel that keeps looping. What makes her so good?
Yeah, I think it's really the confidence that she exudes out there. She does some trash talking out on the floor. It's really entertaining to watch, and it's so engaging. But she just plays with this unmatched confidence that you don't see in the women's game sometimes. And I think that's what makes her different. Of course, she has the skill set. She has the range. She's a great passer. But just that confidence that she exudes out there, it's so impressive.
Yeah, yeah. No, it looks like an anger sometimes when you see her face. I mean, she's just so focused. Do you think she has changed women's college basketball? I feel like in recent years, we've seen like these all-around stars like Sabrina Ionescu, these inside forces, Aja Wilson. Caitlin Clark brings something different, yeah?
Definitely. I think she's changed basketball in general. So she's chasing Pete Maravich's all-time men's scoring record as well. So she's really bringing something different to the game. But she's also really benefited from the growth in women's sports. We've seen women's college basketball on TV. It's on ABC. Yeah. It's on network television. So to see that growth and coinciding with her rise, it's been so spectacular to watch.
Yeah. So how big do you think she'd become? I mean, she could stay at Iowa for another year if she wants. If she goes pro, I mean, could she quickly dominate the pros, you think?
I think she'll impress in the pros. So that's the big question heading into March Madness. Is she going to stay at Iowa for this fifth year? Is she going to go to the WNBA? She'd likely be the number one pick with the Indiana Fever. That'll be the question for the next 2 months here. But whatever she does, everyone will be watching, and she'll be shooting threes from far out.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what I find interesting is I've read that there are ways for college players to make money now, this so-called NIL system, and she doesn't take that money reportedly. But, I mean, has she talked about, you know, I want to go to the NBA? I mean, does she seem to like all this acclaim, you think?
I think she likes the big stage. She has said that she's playing this year like it's her last at Iowa. But she also said she's going to follow her gut. Maybe if Iowa doesn't win the March Madness tournament coming up, they'll be competitive. But if they don't get that championship, she seems like someone who wants to go out on top. So maybe she'll come back for that fifth year to win that title.
Yeah. Real quick, how far do you think Iowa could go this year?
I have them in the Final Four. I don't know if they'll make the championship game again, but I'll put them in the Final Four.
And who wins?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Again. It's Lauren Tuscola of The Gist. Lauren, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.